Your opponent deserves such abuse.
All Soviets deserve abuse.
But even you must concede he can play.
Sure, he's the best red on the circuit, I'll give him that.
He hasn't lost for a long time. He could be a tough nut to crack.
Listen, if he gets one game off me, it's because I want to keep press interest going.
But do you persist in vicious attacks on gracious remarks for your opponents? It's facts of a lack of conviction that means you're under duress, and that your only skill left is for money, no chess. It's only his life is grim as he claimed, and how come the boys are so good at the game? Well, you swear the American dream is clearly the best. You're no advertisement for life and times in the West.
Why did you risk the whole mat breaking down?
I don't know what you're saying. What are you implying?
Well, your outrageous demands, your conceit.
I don't see anything outrageous about demanding what I'm worth.
They pay you all that you ask for, and then you demand even more.
I am the reason you're all here. Who had heard of Sergeyevsky?
It's hard to believe what we're reporting. Why so disparaging? Not very sporting.
On the communist sporting? My God! What is this? What have the Russians ever done for East-West relations? Now, do you people have any serious questions?
Will you be quitting for good if you lose?
How come your seconds a girl love a boy?
What did you say?
How come your seconds a girl love a boy?
What did I say? He's out of his tree. He's finally flipped out between you and me. He's no hope of retaining his crown and his frame of mind. In fact, he shouldn't have come here. He should have resigned.
Why have you got your nerve?
Well, what did I say?